So hello and welcome to another issue of our Trainee Times podcast series. I'm David Pritchard, Head of Marketing here at Sintons. It's been a while, hasn't it, since we last ran this podcast series, a couple of years when we ran it for our trainee solicitors for training contracts. This time slightly different, we're going to be bringing you 5 podcasts with our current solicitor apprentices and our original solicitor apprentice, Nathan Johnson, who is now qualified as a solicitor and works in our real estate department. So he's a real success story, having gone through the whole process, the whole 6 years. So the point of the series this year, well, we are highlighting National Apprentice Week. Obviously, that's something that's really important to us, having so many apprentices working within the firm, but having taken on so many apprentices in addition to the legal world as well. In my department alone, we've kept on our digital marketing apprentice, who is now our marketing assistant. So National Apprentice Week, super, super, super important. We also want to highlight through this podcast series that we are recruiting, and under the Northeast Solicitor Apprenticeship Consortium, we are recruiting for a further solicitor apprentice to join us in September 2024. So this is why we are bringing you this podcast series again, and we're going to be bringing them out each day, so they're in quite an expedient fashion. So we really just want to show you what life is like at Sintons for our apprentices, why they came to do kind of what they've done, how they've got here. Each of them has different routes. Each of them obviously is in different years, has different experiences and work in different departments. So if you're considering this, this is something that we really want you to have a listen to, and you can hear from the people actually behind the apprenticeship scheme at Sintons to see what it's really like and really what they think. And obviously understand that they're just, we're normal people just like everyone else. We work incredibly hard. We're very, very obviously professional. We're doing great things for our clients. But also it is a great place to work as well. So lots to kind of try and convey and get across. Okay, so in episode 3, I'm going to be talking to Sabrina Jacqueline. So Sabrina, welcome. Lovely to speak to you today. Thanks for giving us your time. Why don't we start by you introducing yourself, who you are, and what work you do.
So, hi David, thanks for having me on. I'm Sabrina Jackland. I'm a third year solicitor apprentice. I started my apprenticeship in September 2021. I was in the neurotrauma team for 2 years. So that team specializes in high value, complex personal injury cases. It was really interesting, and you got to look after some clients who had had their lives totally change around. In September this year, I've moved to the residential conveyancing team, which is totally different. So I deal, it's mad. I deal with
neurotrauma to residential conveyancing.
I know, literally. So you're still helping people, but this time I mainly deal with buying and selling houses. So again, it's another really interesting department.
But it's one of the beauties, isn't it, of the firm being full service, in that, you know, you've got the opportunity as a solicitor apprentice to work in such varying departments. And, you know, I think it's one of the strengths of this, and it's certainly one of the benefits of Sintons being full service. So that's brilliant. I can't believe you're year 3. That when you've just said that it just seems to have flown so fast. When with Saffron being year 6, I kind of feel that. I kind of feel she's been here 6 years. And when we were talking to Faith in episode 2, she's been here 6 months. And obviously that's really flown over. But I wouldn't have said year 3 for you. It's seen to have had the pleasure of you here for quite some time. So that is good. That is really good. So what we're going to do today, we're going to use roughly the same format as we've done with all of these episodes. So we're going to find out more about you in a moment. We're going to find out more about the solicitor apprenticeship scheme and really how you came to choose this route and be at Sintons and how you're finding it. And I'm going to ask you for a top tip. And then you and I are going to talk about in each of these podcasts, we've been talking about the recruitment process. And today we're going to talk about us. We're going to talk about Sintons. So we're going to give you a little bit more information at the end about the firm. You know, we've talked in previous podcasts about the apprenticeship scheme, about what we look for. And basically, are we right for you? Because Sabrina, we've talked a lot about the fit and whether you know, you're putting a lot of commitment into this, 6 years of your life into this, and whether, you know, you've got to make sure that the firm is right for you and the scheme's right for you in the same way as the firm's got to sort of assess if you're right for the firm. But I think one of the core things around this is the firm. So I think if we talk a little bit about the firm at the end and also about the vision and values of the firm, because they're the core of us.
They're really important. Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely. We've talked about what a great place the firm is to work at and the ethos and this really fantastic sort of supportive environment. And I do actually hope people are listening to these podcasts in order. I did say that in podcast two, because so much kind of has sort of got covered in one and two. But anyway, we'll talk at the end about us, the firm, Sintons. And we are then going to pick up at the very, very end just about key dates. So just to remind you, the submission date for applicants is 14th of Feb. Now, we're third podcast in now, so you've got a day less to apply. It's coming around quickly. So please do check out our website, www.sintons.co.uk. That's in our Join Us, in our recruitment section. There's a whole section there that is dedicated to the solicitor apprenticeship scheme. It's got our wonderful brochure, and it also has the relevant links to apply. Now, you don't apply via Sintons website. You're applying via Northumbria University, so the link takes you to there. Okay, so we'll move on, Sabrina. We'll move on. So really want to talk to you about you and understand. Now, I know the story, and I was really, really, really interesting in it, and it just kind of highlights people's different routes into this scheme, and I think that's one of the benefits and the strong things of it. But tell us about your route in.
I mean, I looked at doing law. Probably in year 10, I'd had my sights set on this career path. And during my A-levels, I had been to one of the NESA open evening events, I think in year 12, just to kind of get some more information about the apprenticeship. Because it is like a really big decision actually choosing to go down a non-traditional route. But then after kind of meeting everyone, I met Saffron, I met Nathan from Sintons. They actually highlighted it's a really good route and you don't get any fees. So it's brilliant in that sense. You also get 6 years of experience. So I applied through the NESA scheme and I was successful in getting a place at Sintons. So it's been one of the best decisions I've ever made. And it was funny because on the day that I found out that I was going to be an apprentice, I was on my DOV hike and I had no phone service.
I remember the story, yeah.
Absolutely nothing. And then I came back absolutely exhausted to find out that I was going to be the next apprentice. So it was really exciting.
Nice end to a nice day. And you achieved two massive things in that day, didn't you? Because you obviously passed your Duke of Edinburgh, didn't you? So that was a wonder. Was that your goal?
Yeah, that was my goal. Gosh, a while ago now.
fabulous. I've saved this question for you. So I'm going to ask you this now. And I haven't asked in episode one or two this question. But you and I have talked about this before. So I think it's kind of a good story. Why Sintons? Why did you choose Sintons?
I feel like that is a very good question and one that is definitely going to come up in the application. So you have to really think about it. For me, the standalone factor was definitely meeting the people. I mean, one of our values is teamwork and our people. And I think that just really came across, like during the recruitment process, you got to meet a variety of staff members from different backgrounds and everyone is so kind and helpful. And for example, the team I'm in now, because I'm quite new to residential conveyancing, even if I ask 50,000 questions a day, no one gets angry and tries to shut you down. I think everyone in Sintons is really supportive and it's just a really nice place to work. So I kind of got that during the recruitment process and it made me choose this firm.
It's really good you say that, actually. One of very, very early on in my career, it's very, very cheesy, I suppose, today by sort of modern standards. But I do remember this from somebody who mentored me very, very early on. He said to me, the only stupid question you ever ask is the question you don't ask. So we all started somewhere. Absolutely. I did. You did. Everybody. Nobody was born knowing how to do marketing in a law firm. No one was born knowing how to be a lawyer. It just isn't that way. But I love the fact that the atmosphere in Sinton's and the culture and the nature of the firm and the supportive nature of the firm is that you can ask 50,000 questions.
Yeah.
And you will get that support. Now, I know you've got a lot of time for Kate, who was your first supervisor, and you worked very, very closely with her in the beginning, didn't you? And then built up a fantastic rapport with her.
Yeah, I mean, Kate is a fantastic role model. And I think that it's really nice at Sinton's because you come to work and yes, you're doing a job, but you can also chat and you can also relate to people. For example, Kate was really into golf, so she organised the Sinton's staff golf day. I mean, I try and play golf. I'm not very good, but it's still really nice that you can go along to these events and do things outside of work with people that you work with during the day. So I think that's just something that's really nice and kind of different about Sinton's, because most people see a job as like something that they do 9 to 5, but here actually we enjoy doing other things outside of the office hours.
Another question I kept for you that we haven't, we kind of briefly touched on the fact that you have to do it, but I wanted to speak to you about, because I know how fastidious you are, I know how hard you work, but how have you found balancing working full-time and the study? Yes, I appreciate that you have the day release, and I think you've always been a Wednesday, haven't you? So the Wednesday is your study day, when obviously you've got to write your assignments, you've got to prepare for your examinations and your assessments and attend university sort of as required. How have you found and how are you finding balancing in that, and what's left to come on that with you?
I mean, I'm not going to lie to you, David. This is definitely the hardest part of the apprenticeship. I think for me, especially, I kind of strive to do really well. So I get very stressed around exams and they do put a lot of pressure on me, myself. It's my own fault, but I do just really want to do the best that I can. Yeah. So I think it is difficult to manage, but I would just say make sure you have a good study schedule and also use your time efficiently. I would definitely say you could spend hours reading material, but actually reading it is not really going to go in. So it's best to actually do practice papers and use your time as smart as possible. So I think when it comes to exam season, that's what I try and do, and just make sure that I've got clear study plan to follow.
So basically being disciplined, being organized is key, because obviously you've got particularly when you're working in the departments that you've worked in, you do have deadlines for submissions, you do have deadlines for completions, so on so forth. You do have to be disciplined in your work life, and I guess that just has to extend into the study, but it must be kind of like changing priorities almost. You've got the study on one hand and you've got to do that to a high standard, and that's kind of one part, and then you've almost got this the second part. It's almost, you've almost kind of got like two jobs, haven't you, sort of in one, with different sort of competing priorities.
Well, exactly, hit the nail on the head there, David.
But I know you're doing very well, and I know from you sort of how you've done so far, you are sort of excelling at it, aren't you? So it's it's been a good experience so far, hasn't it?
Yeah, no, it really has. And I think Sinton's, we have a really good track record. I mean, we're one of the few firms in the Northumbria cohort that all of their apprentices have actually passed the SQEs the first time, and we're just really well supported. So I think that hopefully, like my apprenticeship year and the years that follow can also following the footsteps of the likes of Saffron and Nathan.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. And we're speaking to Nathan the very end of this series, so we're recording with him next. And you know, it's interesting speaking to all of you, but you know, he's obviously a couple of years ahead of you, 3 years ahead of you, where you'll be in 3 years, and it is fantastic to see sort of the change, but also him develop as a person. I always wind him up, and I will raise this with him when I record it. I've got about 3 or 4 different photos of Nathan that have been taken from the website, from him as at 18, right the way in through now, and he's a young boy in comparison to obviously sort of where he is now, but he's developed and sort of in front of us, really. And it's one of the great things as well with the apprenticeship is you are growing up kind of with us, you are changing and developing with us, and we get to see that and experience that, and it builds that bond, doesn't it, between everyone, not just between you and the sort of the trainee cohort, but also kind of the firm. And hopefully that's one of the reasons that, you know, people stay at the end of their training contracts and want to build a career at Sintons, which is really, really important.
Yeah.
A question I wanted to ask you is kind of relating to your study and really in terms of the social side. So we've talked about the social side within Sintons. We've talked about what the trainee group do together. We've talked about corporate social responsibility, where you raise money with trainee challenges and all the things that you are involved in. But obviously you're going to university, you're there a day, a week. What's life like with your sort of, I'm going to say, university cohort? I keep using this word cohort. I don't think I've used it before today ever in my life, but the cohort seems to be sticking. But what's life like at university?
I mean, I feel like that's a very good question, because most people actually think, oh, you're an apprentice, you go to work every day and then you go home and that's it. But one of the great things about being a NESA apprentice in particular is the fact that you can actually do all the things that university students do. And I think that it's a common misconception that actually being an apprentice, you don't get involved in the university life. So, for example, Freshers Week, even though we're an apprentice and we only go into university one day a week, we're very much still invited to all of their events. So if you wanted to, you could still go clubbing and you could still meet up with everyone. And we also get involved in like the societies and stuff like that. So
I didn't realize that. Mm-hmm.
Well, I really enjoyed golf. So I went along to the golf society or the sports team. And that was quite good fun, because on a Wednesday after my study day, I could go along to Close House, because they also partnered there, and have some lessons. And I really enjoy skiing, so I actually signed up to go on the Northumbria school ski trip, which was amazing.
Yeah,
because you got to go to like Val Thorens and go to this fabulous resort and meet up with all the students. And you can do lots of other societies. Loads. I mean, provided that most of them are outside of your 9 to 5, like, you are more than welcome to go along. So I think that is something I really wanted to raise and kind of emphasize.
Yeah, very good. Excellent. Okay, so obviously let's talk about you outside of work. You mentioned golf, but what we're trying to do is through this series show the people behind the apprenticeship, and that we are all human beings. We're all normal, hardworking people. There's no preconceptions about us. We work hard in a very good firm with a very, very supportive environment, and we are good people doing good things, which is important. So hopefully that comes across. But what about Sabrina outside of work, other than golf?
Other than golf and skiing. Well, there you go. They're my like two big hobbies gone. No. I quite enjoy going to the gym. I think it's quite important to stay active, because when you have a desk job, you don't normally get out and about. So I like to go there maybe like 3 times a week. I quite enjoy baking. So at Sintons, I get involved in lots of cake box events. So me and some of the other trainees will bake lots of sweet treats, and I really enjoy baking. It's really good fun. And then reading, I think it's always a nice to kind of relax and unwind after a long day. Yeah,
eating your cakes, Sabrina, is the reason I've had to go back to the gym,
I think. Well, that's good to hear. I'm glad you like them, David.
Okay, so thanks for that. I think we really are giving a good flavour of the firm, of the apprenticeship, and of the people behind it in these 3 podcasts that we've recorded already. And obviously we've got two more to go, so that's great. But we did say we're going to talk a little bit about firms. So I'm going to talk to you a little bit about Sintons, and then Sabrina's going to talk about our vision and values, which we mentioned before, and is really, really important, sets the scene out for exactly who we are. It's our ethos. It's at the core of us. It's how we function. It's how we attract people. It's how we retain people. It's how value and grow the business and grow the experience of our people. So it is really, really, really important. But we are a top tier law firm in the north of England, dealing with clients in the northeast and throughout the UK. And we've built our reputation on core principles of offering really the highest quality of legal advice combined with a personal, bespoke and client service. Who do we act for? Since has a really wide variation of clients. It really does. But we do act for individuals, families and businesses. And we do pride ourselves on the close relationships we build. And they often last over several generations. And since it's set out when I joined, obviously before I joined, we've been around since 1896, which is a long, long time to be established. It generally is, but it is. We do feel it's a privilege to be the trusted advisor of choice to our clients and continue to do that. One of the key features of Sintons is our people, and basically we can't achieve our ambitions without our people. And that's why we put so much emphasis on the people. That's why we're recording these podcasts today, to showcase the firm, to make you want to come and be part of the Sintons family, which is really, really important when you're looking at this 6 year sort of plus commitment. And I think that's what helps us achieve difference. How are we different? Well, I think it is the wealth and capability and expertise at Sintons. And we're basically very, very proud of the strong structure we've put in place. And there has been so much and continues to be so much progression and development opportunities within the firm. And we do support people to achieve their potential. And many of our partners began their legal careers at Sintons as trainees. Some of our senior partners started. And we've got people who have celebrated only last year working the firm for 40 years, which is an incredible, incredible thing. Where are we? Well, we're based in the city centre, lovely, lovely, beautiful glass building opposite St James's Park. Gorgeous building outside. We're undergoing a full refurbishment of the inside at the moment. So one of the floors is done, with another one nearly done, and it looks absolutely, absolutely brilliant. So that's where we are. Sabrina, I've waffled on there about us there, probably a little bit too long, but we've alluded to these vision and values. Do you want to explain to people a little bit about what they are and what they stand for?
So our vision is something that Sintons strives for, and our vision is to set the standard for legal excellence. And I think that this just really goes to the heart of everything we do, because we ultimately want to be the law firm of choice for businesses, organisations and individuals. And we are trying to do this on both a regional and national scale. So we have lots of satellite offices throughout the UK, and this just shows how big a presence Sintons actually is. Our values, these are really important, and I would definitely recommend looking them up and try and relate your experience to the values when applying to the firm. So the values really go to the heart of our business, and these are teamwork, excellent client service, professionalism, and our people. So I think teamwork and our people go hand in hand together, that actually everyone at Sintons is really supportive and cares for one another. And in doing so, we can actually deliver excellent client service. We're also a professional firm, so you'll see people smartly dressed. And if you want a service that is going to be a top class service, which is what Sintons offers, then professionalism is something that's really important to us.
And we've talked, haven't we, about Sintons being a full service law firm. And what does that mean in reality? That means that we operate in many key practice areas, and we are deemed to be leaders in our field. You only got to look at the recent repeat independent publications such as Legal 500 and Chambers and Partners, where we're highly ranked in many, many practice areas. So some of the areas we cover: personal and family. Within that, we cover Wills, Trust and Estates, we cover residential conveyancing, where Sabrina is working now, and family law. We're experts in corporate, banking, commercial, debt recovery, dispute resolution, employment, business immigration, licensing, regulatory and health and safety, construction and engineering, intellectual property, real estate, faith-based law, healthcare, personal injury, and agricultural estates and rural business. So that is a wide ranging list of areas that we cover. We have over 170 employees. We are one of the biggest law firms in the Northeast, and we're one of the first firms in the Northeast to receive the Investors in People, which is a wonderful accreditation to have, and just a testament to what we do. So that's us in a nutshell, basically. Okay, so what else did I want to say? Well, I wanted to thank Sabrina for giving us her time today and talking to us and just letting us have the benefit of her experience. You're halfway through.
Yeah.
You know, you do as brilliantly in the second half as you've done in the first half. So carry on doing that and you'll be absolutely wonderful, I am sure. Just wanted to remind you of those dates. Closing dates for submission, 14th of February. Check out our website, www.sintons.co.uk, in our Join Us section. And there is a whole page, as I said at the outset, dedicated to the Solicitor Apprenticeship Scheme. As a reminder, you don't apply directly to Sintons. You are applying via the university. There is a link there to it. If you would, I've said this in episode 1 and 2, and it still stands in episode 3. If you have any questions, it is a big undertaking. And this is the reason that we have produced this podcast series, is that so you can understand more about the scheme, more about Sintons, more about the people who have gone through it, succeeded, are succeeding, and hear from them exactly what this is like. So if you want to ask any questions, email me, david.pritchard@sintons.co.uk. I will pass on any of your questions to the team and we'll get answers for you. If there's anything specifically that you want to ask, and generally do that. It is a big undertaking. It is a big commitment, and we are happy to give you that time. And we're committed to the apprenticeship. We're committed to Apprenticeship Week, which obviously is this week. So please do that. That's all from us today. Sabrina, thank you once again for your time.
Thanks, David.
Oh no, you're very welcome. Thank you. And we will speak to you in episode 4.